This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. A new, more virulent strain of COVID-19 is in our community. State health officials yesterday announced there are 13 confirmed cases of the B117 variant that emanated here from the UK with a female athlete back on January 3rd. The entirety of the athletic department at the U of M is now on pause for 2 weeks while health officials work on containment strategies. Susan Cerniglia is Communications and Health Promotion Administrator for the Washtenaw County Health Department, and I appreciate your time today, Susan. I know it's been very busy.
It has. Thanks for having us.
What are health officials telling you about the differences in this variant than the COVID-19 we've been dealing with up to this point?
The primary concern is that it is more contagious or spreads more easily. And that's a big concern because anytime something can more easily spread, it can impact a greater number of people, cause more illness, serious illness, hospitalization, and death. And if all that happens faster, it's much harder to control. So that's the big concern. It doesn't seem to be at this point different in terms of how it presents itself with symptoms. And it is not necessarily more serious, but of course it's not less serious either. And there's a lot of information being worked on about trying to figure out exactly how it's different. But first and foremost, big concern that it's more easily spread right now.
No, this is very disappointing in that there had been some real progress in combating COVID, confirmed cases on the decline, hospitalizations going down. Now we're assessing an additional risk that may increase chances of another surge. So what mitigation efforts and strategies beyond what had been in place are being put in place?
Well, the big question right now for all of us is whether these detections represent the fact that this variant is really already circulating in our community, or do we have an opportunity to really take some significant and proactive action and slow or stop the spread by working very, very diligently on these clusters, if you will. So, you know, that's the question we're trying to answer. But regardless of which way we answer that question, the big message for everyone is to really double down on those prevention and mitigation strategies that we have that we know work. So, for example, if you've gotten a little lax on wearing your mask or you've started to gather a little more, this is a very big and important reminder to really use those strategies, layer them up, and reduce transmission, prevent transmission whenever possible.
Yeah, there's been a lot of talk about the effectiveness of wearing two masks. Do you have guidelines or recommendations on that?
Certainly at this point, you know, the CDC and us in concert with them recommend a cloth face covering that's a tightly woven or double layered fabric. You don't necessarily want to see more layers layered up to the point that it's difficult to breathe, but certainly something with a couple of layers is what's recommended. And of course, along with that, that distance is important, the hand cleaning, avoiding crowds and gatherings, ventilation, testing, isolation and quarantine, all of those things are really our tools, as well as vaccination, you know, as it becomes available. All really important tools, and we have to use them as they're available to us as well as we can.
We're talking with Susan Cerniglia from the Washtenaw County Health Department here on 89.1 WEMU. And the health department has been asking residents who may have visited the Meyer store on Ann Arbor Saline Road and Briarwood Mall on a particular day to seek out COVID testing immediately. Has there been any determination as to whether or not there's going to be another cluster because of exposure in those retail outlets?
It's a little early for us to say, but as you said, we did encourage testing, and this is a bit of a departure from what we have done with normal COVID, if you will. Typically with COVID-19 as it's spread, we have been less concerned about those what we call brief or casual contacts that may happen in a public place, right? So there wasn't any evidence really, or very little evidence that you could be exposed or infected by just passing by someone briefly. Because we don't know as much about this new variant, we did go ahead and alert folks to that possibility and encourage testing at this point. You know, we didn't, it's time has passed. This was a January 17th potential exposure. So it's not like we could necessarily quarantine everybody that had been at those places and weren't recommending that. But we did want folks to go ahead and get testing if they were there. And we tested, we had a pop-up testing site on Sunday, and we had just about 370 folks come through. So assuming at least some of those folks were in those areas, that may give us a better idea of whether there was transmission, and hopefully not.
We are taking this more seriously because it can be more contagious. We know at the U of M, those with confirmed cases and many of those that they've come in contact with have been put into isolation and quarantine. So is it going to be a more restrictive public health order from the county should we start to see more of these clusters pop up?
Well, certainly we are looking at all the options, and we are in very constant communication at this point with both the university and the state health department. And, you know, these actions, again, are not to say that the protocols weren't being followed and that U of M didn't have strong and good practices in place for monitoring for the regular COVID. This is really about concern for this, the spread of this variant, and being proactive so that we can really slow it down if possible and look carefully at where it has or hasn't spread. So, you know, don't want to imply that this was something that they were doing wrong at all. They have very, very strong testing and practices in place at this point. However, you know, from the initial case, we are obviously seeing some spread. And, you know, concern about proactively really slowing that or stopping that until we can get a better idea of what's going on.
Once again, this is 89.1 WEMU, and we are talking with Washtenaw County Health Department spokesperson Susan Cerniglia. So far, the health experts say that the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines appear to be effective against this UK strain of the virus. Obviously, that's good news, but we remain, as you pointed out, in a vaccine deficit. How many doses of the vaccines are on hand in Washtenaw County's health department, and how many did you believe you would have on a weekly basis at this point?
That's a good question. We are getting less than 2,000 per week, and we did ramp up at this point really to be able to do more than that. We had a goal of initially doing at least 5,000 a week and perhaps more, and we are, in fact, ready to do that. However, we're not receiving the vaccine to do it. So at this point, really sort of waiting for that additional vaccine to be able to scale up that capacity to administer it. And of course, we know lots of folks are anxious and eligible to get that vaccine. And it's definitely frustrating, you know, for everyone, because we have large numbers of folks that are eligible and willing. And we have very, very small supplies of vaccine coming in at this point.
For those who have received their first shot at this point, is there a danger of missing the efficacy window for the second shot because of these delays?
No, at this point, we are allocating for those second doses and scheduling those. So we're not concerned about getting off schedule with those. However, it does limit the number of new doses that we can get. So if you can imagine, if our vaccine supplies stay steady, then that's going to continually decrease the number of new vaccinations, first doses, if you will.
And it kind of defeats the purpose of trying to find new places within the county to open vaccination sites if you have no vaccine to distribute, right?
Correct. As you may remember, I believe we talked about it before, we have plans to have at least two large or mass vaccination sites operating. We're operating at one in our eastern part of the county at the EMU Convocation Center at this point. And we have capacity, we've tested our capacity to put through about 1,000 people a day there, and that works great. We are ready to open a second one on our western part of our county. However, we don't have the vaccine to do that yet. At the same time, we have a small mobile team that is going out to places where it's much harder to bring folks in. So some of our senior living or group homes that have not been covered by the pharmacy partnership, we're reaching that way.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer is going to give her State of the State address tomorrow night. Have you had conversations within the health department about what you would like to hear and the direction you would like her administration to take as we move forward from this point?
You know, I can't say that we've discussed that specifically, although there's a lot of, you know, ongoing discussion. The variant has kind of taken over discussions our last few days here. Certainly, we are anxious to have additional vaccine allocation from the state. However, it's not clear that that's really in their control in terms of, of the numbers right now. So that said, they are, you know, doing their best to make additional resources to us, available to us, like in terms of vaccine support. So, for example, we have National Guard and some other support that when we have more vaccine, we can also expand our capacity there.
Well, hopefully that's the conversation you and I are having next week.
Right, right. That we have so much vaccine that we are calling in the National Guard to help us distribute it. That would be a great, great scenario for next week.
Well, thank you so much for the time today. I appreciate it, and I will look forward to that conversation.
Thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
That is Susan Cerniglia, the Communications and Health Promotion Administrator for the Washtenaw County Health Department. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.